quick sketch of a fantasy, laughing at the sunrise like he's been up all night. Ooh, slipping and sliding, what a good time, but now have to find a bed that can take this way.
Thank you. everybody. I hope you are having a nice Saturday, afternoon. My name is Sophia Reynolds, and this is Handsome in Orange. I hope you all are good. It's raining. It's awfully raining today, but it's honestly been super nice. It's warm out, a warm rain, you know, everyone loves a good warm rain. But besides that, we have a special guest in the studio today. Her name is Claire. Your mic is on, Claire. You want to say hello?
Hey, everyone.
Yeah, so this is Claire. She's here in the studio today.
She's here in the stew.
Our two other ladies are not here, unfortunately.
I'm filling in for them.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
So, Claire, who are you? What are you doing here?
So, that's really a good question. My name is Claire Louise McDonald, and I am Sophia's other half. I am her bestest pal from the good old days.
Yes, and we've been friends since what? Since we were like...
Probably like
10?
Eight. Well, we
eight?
Probably met when we were like 10. And
yeah.
And we've been like...
We for context, we used to dance together.
In like, when we were good.
Back in our glory days.
Yeah, we used to dance it up a little together.
Sure. So yeah. She's here. She's going to help us out. I have a pretty ambitious cue lined up for us
it's
today.
It's very ambitious.
We'll see if it happens. But we're also going to hear from Claire. I want to talk a little bit about the weekend, just because it's graduation weekend. And you are actually in a different position than a lot
I've actually already graduated.
Yeah, you're done. So we'll talk to you guys soon. But in the meantime, this is Lebanese Blonde by Thievery Corporation. I have Spoon by Sibo Mato, which I played, I think, last week, too. I can't get
enough
of that
repeater.
Song. I'm a repeater. But yeah, we'll see where it goes. I hope you guys enjoy, and we'll be back soon. Hello, everybody. So we have a special message, everybody. Hello. Sorry about that. We have a special message coming for you quickly. Megan, are you on?
Wait, I don't think it's you on.
Oh, it isn't?
No.
Okay, one second, guys. Hey guys, sorry about our technical difficulties earlier. Just trying to figure out the phones. And we really do want to figure out the phones. I mean, and by we, I mean me. So that you guys can call in and we can have chats like this, you know, from anywhere. But in the meantime, we can only do it from the studio because I am slow. But today we have Claire, and let's celebrate that. So because of the weekend's festivities.
Yeah.
And that is graduation. I wanted to talk to Claire a little bit about her position right now, because she's kind of doing it a lot differently than I am, or anyone on Handsome and Oranges for that matter.
For that matter.
So Claire, explain a little bit about what you just did this year and, you know, where you are now in terms of like education and career and stuff.
Well, thank you so much for asking.
No, of course.
So basically what I did is I tried college. I tried it for a year, yeah. And I said, you know, so I want to be a teacher, for context, for those people who don't know me personally. And so what's possible in the state of Massachusetts is you can take 1 year and get certified by the state, and then you can teach in any private school. And I said, you know what? So I came home from school.
Where were you?
I was in New York City for a year. Great times. a lot.
And well, you're now my New York expert.
And now so that's kind true. Of nice. You know, it was like, I don't regret anything about those times. It was just not what I needed for my future.
No, yeah.
And so I came home and I enrolled in a program at Mass Bay where you get your teaching license in a year. And I took classes. I worked really hard. I pretty much worked like a full-time job, but I was unpaid because you can't get paid during your program experience because you're like doing it for a certificate.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got offered my first full-time Yay. Position last week. And
you
know,
now that's where you are.
And now that's where I am, is I'm like actively looking for jobs at the ripe age of 20.
It's crazy you say that because I just feel like after COVID, college is like, or not college, but I guess just like the pathways that we end up like going into like our careers, they're all so different now. And I feel like so many people have like taken years off or like done what you did and literally just like stopped going because one, it's expensive and two, you're gonna be like in the same place as like, because you know, like I am probably gonna teach
and we talked about this how it's funny that you're going through like what is like a 4 or 5 year college experience to just end up in the same, possibly not maybe not the same, but like moderately,
like at some point
in your life, the same position. And it's kind of funny how you can get there in a lot of different ways.
And I think COVID definitely like made it clear, you know,
because
before it was like this is the way to do it, but then when COVID happened, it's like, wait a second,
well, no,
I can do all this from my bed,
right? Because no one from either one of our high schools was, I don't think it was, I think it was very out of pocket to take a gap year or to just not go at all.
No,
like it was unheard of, absolutely unheard of that you would do that. And it took a year to come to terms with the fact.
I know so many people who have taken time off, though.
Right.
Me included.
Right.
But like,
because we both did. We both did around the same time, but I just took my time off and never went back. And you took your time off and went somewhere different.
Exactly. No, but yeah, it's just pretty insane. But it's crazy because I imagine walking around Tufts today and seeing everyone in their cab and gown.
I know.
Has it been weird? Like, do you feel like you're going to miss that or no?
I think that in 3 years down the line, when everyone our age and you and all of my friends are graduating college, I will be at least 3 years in the workplace at that point. Like, I will probably have a solidified like career place at that point, and you guys are all going to be graduating college. And I think, I don't think regret is the right feeling. I don't think I'll regret it, but I think that it almost feels like I am missing out on something. Like,
no,
it's like I'm doing things differently, but you know, I'm gonna end up, I'm just 3 years, I've been saying this to my friends all week, I'm just 3 years expedited to you guys. Like,
expedited.
I'm just doing the process 3 years early that you guys will be doing in 4 or 3 years now, I guess.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know what's nice about
what
you're
nice?
Doing is I can only imagine how awful the job market is going to be when I graduate. Mm. To be able to, like, get your foot in the door now and, like, feel like, oh, okay, by whatever, 2025, 2026, I'll have, you know, savings.
Savings.
and so, you know, like, in, you know, 4 or 5 years, you could, like, be like, okay, I have enough money saved away.
To, like, buy a fucking house or some shit like that.
Or, no,
sorry, everyone.
No, but, like... not buy a house, but like just be able to like transition to something else.
Right. I'll be like, at that point, I'll like have like 3 years under my wing, and mm-hmm. I'll be like, all right, at this point, I'll know if it's like, you know, something that I want to do or something that I don't want to do, or if I want to do it differently, I will know at that point.
Yeah, no, it's right. Crazy. Guys, I just wanted to like talk a little bit about that with you because I don't know. It's just like, I hope that people listening know that we both did things very unconventionally.
Very unconventionally, and we're still standing here today.
We're still standing.
It's like, and I've been telling a lot of people who I know who have either done the same thing as me or it's close to it, that mm-hmm. like it'll be like a month of you feeling like, oh my god, I'm what not doing what everyone else yeah. is doing, and that's bad and whatever. But after a month, that feeling immediately goes away.
No, I totally agree. I remember being home for the first couple weeks and being like, I am the dumbest girl alive. Right, like I don't know right. why I could have done this. And then, you know, 2 months later I got into Tufts and I was like, oh, that's okay. Right. So that's why
I did
it.
It's literally like just like a period of like mourning. It's like you go through like the mourning period of, oh, I'm not like everyone else. And mm-hmm. now, and social media made it.
Oh, God,
obviously makes
awful.
It 10 times harder because
I re-downloaded Instagram, guys. I know.
That was like a, I was going to say, I was like, I feel like you deleted it for like a, probably like a week. And then it was back on there.
I just, God, it's so hard to though. Know. You know, it's so hard to remove yourself from it. But I will say, like, when I was taking time off, mm-hmm. deleting social media was so good. Because yeah. seeing everyone in their friends and, like, right. doing things, I was right. like, oh, God, I'm missing out on life. But you aren't, because everyone is right. just doing it at different times.
It's not like, it doesn't even feel like I'm missing out on life. It just feels like I'm missing out on that specific path. That's
yeah.
the path of,
yeah.
let me have my roommate, and then that roommate is going to be the godmother to my children.
That's
like,
what happened
that's
with my dad.
Right, that's what happened to Seth, right. Like, that's the path that I'm missing, and I'm okay with missing that. Like, I still have, I don't know, it just took a while to realize, like, okay, yeah. I don't need to have a college roommate to have, like, people that are important to me. I don't need to...
No,
do
yeah.
this whole thing.
Because you have other friends. Right. You know, you have other people around right. you. Well, guys, we'll take a break there. But
enough about us.
Yeah, enough about us. I want to talk about the song that's about to play. So me and Megan, my co-host, miss you. Shout out to Megan.
You
guys kind of heard her for a second there on yeah. the phone, which was awkward. But she and I work in Cohen Auditorium at Tufts. And just by being in Cohen Auditorium, I got to see so many like performances, which was so cool. But I also got to hear a bunch of music that right. was also really cool. So I have the next song I heard while I was working, which was super fun. But then I'm gonna go, you'll see. I really hope the next couple songs aren't a flop. Let me know if they are.
Just tell us if they are. Just, like, let us know.
But yeah, I have a pretty ambitious queue lined up, as I said before. Yeah. But yeah, anyways, this one is Point and Kill by Little Sims. Then we're gonna go into some jazzy, some Rima, hopefully. We'll see. But yeah, guys, hope you enjoy.
Oh my god, I can't believe I swore.
I do what I want, I do what I like, I know what face, I know fear, nobody. I do what I want, I do what I like, I don't watch this, I don't fear nobody, nobody. Point and kill, if I want it, it's mine, you can't stop me, hey!
Family no go so far, oh, in my lifetime, they be fine doing proper, no lie. Give me strength, let me prosper. Daddy say he want me to be lawyer, be doctor, riffraff, kitty gun, window shopper. Oh yeah, fine boy, take away auntie, bougie, akile, oh I fancy when I see a type.
Point and kill, if I born it, it's mine. You can't stop me, hey, you can't stop me, oh, you can't stop me. Point and kill, you can't stop me, oh.
I watch face, I know fear, nobody, no fear, nobody.
offer. Snakes in the grass, no trust them. Point and kill any imposter. Small trouble never stalking custom. That's in any city, you can come and see it with me. Reality will hit you, cause not everywhere's pretty. But for now, bring the narrow, come gimme. Can't stop greatness, what's the point in trying hard not to recognize with all this pressure we apply? Tell my people, rise up, can never be silenced. You think we're apologetic, I think we're defined. Mommy say I gotta be a go-go getter. Got the devil trying to tempt me, but I know better. Never been the type to not acknowledge all the signs. It's the fact that everything I want is in front of my eyes. So when I see it die,
point and kill. If I want it, it's mine. You can't stop me, huh?
Show what? order you at all. Monkey they walk in bamboo they chop.
Tell me till you say you be talk and do oga. Tell me what you feel do.
I don't mean to bother you at all. Monkey they walk in bamboo they chop.
Tell me till you say you be talk and do oga. Tell me what you feel do.
Yeah, go back, go back, go back, go back, go. Oh yeah, carry ya. Go back, go guru, go back, go back, go. Oh yeah, carry ya. Go back, go back.
Hey guys, that was such a good song. Sorry, I'm a little out of breath. I won't explain why. I'm kidding. We were just dancing. It's so nice to have a person in the studio. But anyways, I'm going to read a quick PSA. If you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed, but perhaps number one are radishes, because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant. True. You can eat the tops and bottoms in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in other containers. Massachusetts law even allows adults to grow up to 6 marijuana plants per individual. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible, when you grow your own, you also have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or chemicals. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio Station. Thank you. Oop, sorry about that. Anyways, I'm going to continue playing some songs. They're a little funky, I will admit. I'll give you that warning. This one's called Let You Go, and it's from this DJ called Lucid Beats. I don't know why. I'm just really liking it right now, especially on this rainy day. So I hope you enjoy that. I have some Stromae as well. You already know. Sorry, I'm so out of breath from that song. I hope you guys are also enjoying it. But yeah, this is Let You Go. Hey guys, it's us again. So we're back to talk a little bit more, just because, you know, I love Claire and I love having her on and I love to talk to you. But so we want to talk a little bit about our childhood.
Our journey. We've had a long, treacherous journey together.
Well,
I don't think people quite understand how treacherous and long it has been.
I just wanted to talk about like our roots, like how we met, because if you can believe it or not, I was quite the dancer.
She had a few, you know, groovy bones in that body.
There were a couple, you know,
there
I had a couple.
There were.
Some stanky legs,
some stanky,
if you will.
Legs.
But so, okay, so we used to live in Needham. Well, you still live there.
Yeah.
But my family and I used to live in Needham, which is like 20 minutes away, question mark.
From here, yeah.
From here. And we used to go to dance. So I went to a Needham dance theater.
Yeah, name drop them, please.
No free promo.
No free promo.
Needham dance
don't
theater.
Go there.
If you want to sponsor us, we would love the sponsor.
Yeah.
But I'm just kidding. We don't want that. We can't actually have sponsors
we
on the show.
Sponsored.
But so we were both there, and I don't remember. Like, I remember being on the dance team with
the competition. We were on the same competition dance team, but we weren't.
And for anyone who doesn't know what that is, can you explain?
So we were like, we were in like the freaking like sixth or seventh grade, and so we would do like, we would learn like three dances,
mm-hmm.
and then we would go to competitions like three or four times a year, and then we would go and like compete on the stage.
Yeah,
it was very intense.
I always explain it to people like it was Dance Moms.
It was pretty much like Dance Moms, but like
minus Abby Lee Miller.
You know,
she was there in spirit.
She was.
But yeah, so we both were on that, but we weren't friends.
We were friendly with each other, but I think because I had grown up going to the studio, mm-hmm. I like had my own little group of friends. And
I had just done dance before, like when I was a really little kid, and then at camp, which we also both went to.
We both went to the same camp, but mm-hmm. we actually didn't know that we both went to the same summer camp because she would always go during like the first session and I would go during the second. So we didn't really know that we went there until probably we were like, probably like 12 or 13. So we'll take like an age gap here. We'll take a gap.
Yeah,
because
there was
we danced
gap.
Together and then we like took a gap. And then we realized we went to the same camp when you finally went the second session. And we were like, oh my God, wait, I know you.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of mutual friends.
Very many.
But like we weren't super close at that point. But I think as soon as we started going the same sessions, then we became super close because we were like, we have all of these things in mm-hmm. common and it's like really weird.
No,
and
it is. It was really odd. But yeah, no. So we both went to that camp.
For most of our lives, most of our life journey.
Yeah, and then we started working there together, which is what I think really solidified
our friendship. I think that's when we got close, because I think that there were too many people, you know, standing in our way, if you will. Like, there were too many people in between the two of us where we didn't really get close.
Mm-hmm. And then finally, we kind of became friends, which was super awesome and chill.
It was super chill.
But Needham, I feel like growing up in a small town like that, I knew everyone in the town.
Yeah, you kind of like know who everyone is.
Uh-huh.
But I just think that it's funny because we knew of each other for so long.
Uh-huh.
And then when I first became friends with you, I wasn't like, oh my God, I'm going to know this person for the rest of my life. Like, you know, like I wasn't like thinking mm-hmm. like, oh, we'll still be like friends.
Well,
like,
it's more like
I
didn't think that we would be sitting in the WMFO
office. No, I definitely did not think
chatting
that.
Chatting away.
I don't think I would have predicted this. Not because, you know, we hated each other or anything, but because like I did never thought that we would be like this
friends. No,
yeah,
but guys, so that's our story. Do you guys remember, or I guess do you remember Draw My Life on YouTube, like when people would draw?
Yes.
I would,
that is such a niche memory,
right? I would do that. Like, I would draw
would
my
for
life
your own life. That seems like something you would do.
No, right? I loved it. So I feel like that'd be,
I feel
really
like
cool.
I've like seen it. Like, did you like record it? I feel like there's a part
must
of me
have.
In my brain that like has seen it.
No, I must have recorded it. But like, I wish there was a way. Claire and I were saying like that would be really funny if there was like a video component to our show, because
we were actually just busting a move in the stew
and we were
saw.
Also using boisterous hand gestures
and like nobody could see them. So
exactly.
I feel like there should be like a
it's like we're floating heads. But anyways, guys, so the next couple of songs, we're going to close out the show.
These ones are a little bit crazy.
They're a little crazy. But it's going to be fun. I hope you guys have enjoyed. We've had so much fun. Yeah, learning our lore.
Mm-hmm. That is our lore.
No, that was our lore. But I'll come and check in a little bit and say goodbye. But in the meantime, we're going to hear the end of Merci by Stromae and the beginning of Not in Love by Robert Smith and Alice Glass.
picture hanging on the back of my door. Won't give you my heart. No one lives there anymore. And we were lovers. Now we can't be friends. Fascination ends. Here we go again. Oh, 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 'cause it's cold outside.
I'm not in love.
Hey guys, it's me. This is Sophia Reynolds, and I just wanted to thank you again for tuning in to Handsome in Orange today. I've had such a good show. The music has been so fun, and I can't wait to talk to you guys next week. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Coming on too strong. Hate to stare, but you're winning. And I play my favorite song. So come here, a little closer. Wanna whisper in your ear. Make it clear, a little question. Wanna know just how you feel. If I said my heart was beating loud, if we could escape the crowd. Would you hold it against me? Yeah.